Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay in the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I thought I'd tell you about our first reading for today from the books of the Maccabees, because we only hear from the Maccabees about once every other year. We're hearing from Maccabees all week long, and Maccabees are some of my favorite books, so I thought I'd tell you a little bit about that. Maccabees, as I know I've mentioned in past years, Maccabees are history books. Unlike so many of the books in the Bible, they actually narrate for us historical facts, and the time that's encapsulated in our Maccabees story is about 160 BC, give or take. Now, the Roman Empire doesn't rule Israel. Not yet. It's not big enough. Israel, at this time, is ruled by the descendants of Alexander the Great. And this is the story of one of those descendants, a tyrant, whose name was Antiochus Epiphanes IV, and he was a tyrant. And because God is a threat to every tyrant, Antiochus is fixated on destroying the faith of Israel. He takes the name Epiphanes. You've heard of the Epiphany before. He actually takes the name Epiphany because he calls himself the manifestation of God. Long as you're a tyrant, might as well be a blasphemer as well, right? Just throw it on the fire, right? And he tries to destroy the faith of Israel. Now, the faith of Israel is built on three pillars: the temple, the law, and the Sabbath. And he attacks them all. He makes it illegal to take the Sabbath day off. He forces everyone to work on the Sabbath in violation of their faith. He takes a pig and slaughters it in the temple to deliberately defile the sacred place of God. And as far as the law is concerned, he forces people to eat pork in violation of kosher laws at the point of death. And this is the first time in the history of Israel in which the Israelites face death, not for political reasons, not for ethnic reasons, but because of their faith per se. Now, what do you think most people do when their faith, just their faith, is under attack? Well, most people just go along. They don't want to fight. They want their business to succeed. They want their family to prosper. So, you know, they just go along. But the story of the Maccabees are the story of those who don't go along. They fight back. And that's our first reading today. It tells us the story of wise old Eliezer, 90 years old, and he's been singled out to eat pork in violation of God's law in public for everyone to see. Eliezer says, the heck with that, you'll have to kill me first. So they pull him aside and they say, "Well, you know, Eliezer, tell you what, you don't have to eat pork. We'll give you something else, right? It won't be pork. You won't be violating God's law, but as long as everybody else thinks you're eating pork, we'll all be fine. We'll call it a day." Well, Eliezer refuses to make a deal with the devil. It's always a bad idea. You never compromise with the devil, because everybody ends up losing when that happens. Not only would he rather die than break God's law, he'd rather die than give a bad example. And what ends up happening? He ends up becoming a hero for all the people. A story we're still talking about to this day. Now, the reason why I love the book of the Maccabees is because so many elements of the story are so contemporary. I mean, once again, the faith is under attack. Now, no one's attacking us as Christians, at least in this country, okay? But you know as well as I do, the faith is in the crosshairs, especially because of what we believe about sexuality, matrimony, the sacredness of human sexuality. The faith itself is in the crosshairs, and once again, you know, the cultural and political powers being aligned as they are, most people just, they don't want to fight. They just want to go along. They don't want their business to succeed, and they cave in. And what I really get out of the books of the Maccabees, and what I want to share with you today, is we need to be like the ones who fought back. We need to be like Eleazar and have integrity and courage. And I'd like to just give you a couple little encouraging points along those lines. Do you know how many people out there who say they don't believe in God and who say that they oppose the Catholic faith secretly admire what you're doing? Now, I do weddings, I do funerals. Lots of people who never show up at church, and I'll have conversations with them. And on many occasions, some people have confided in me. And it's really interesting. They'll say, you know, I don't believe in God, and I don't believe in your church. However, I really hope I'm wrong, and I really hope you're right. Very interesting. Just like Eliezer, your example matters, and people are watching, and it has more effect than you realize. So let's have the courage to give people a good example. The Romans used to have a phrase they used to say, corruptio optimi pessima, which means the corruption of the best is the worst. Well, the good news is the reverse of that is also true. The integrity of the best is the best. So let's learn a lesson from Eliezer of old, that one day it might be said of us too that we were a model of courage and an example of virtue. For the praise and glory of God the Father. Amen.